The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, along with Jenna Tobel, Director of Brand and Digital Member Experience at First Alliance Credit Union. Hi, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
So last week, our topic was multiple savings accounts and how they can help reach your financial goals. I'm going to throw it to you for what is the Good Money Moves topic this week.
Yeah, so last week, we talked about the savings goals and how you can maybe start reaching those. And at the end of that show, and just like every show, you always say, there's so much more we could talk about on a topic. And that is so true, which is why we're going to keep talking about financial goals today.
All right.
But yeah, but more specifically, I want to talk about the reasons you might not be reaching your goals. And I know this seems, you know, maybe a little early to be talking about failing on your New Year's resolutions already when we're talking financial goals. However, there is a report by Public News Service that says 43% of American adults will give up on their New Year's resolutions before February. So having said that, there are a few reasons why people struggle to achieve their financial goals. And when you know what they are, you can start to take steps to correct them and get yourself back on the path to reaching those goals instead of just feeling like you have to give up and you've failed. So I hope those of you who are already kind of feeling like, oh, I'm going to give up on those goals, listen today. We'll get you back on track and it'll be a great year for your finances, I promise.
Don't be a 43%er.
Yeah.
That is the problem with New Year's resolutions, isn't it? That nearly 50% of us fail. That's why I always wait until January 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we know that way too many people give up on their goals. And I guess maybe you're right. Maybe this is the time to talk about now, because if we do it early enough, we can make the course correction and be back on track.
Yeah.
So I guess to diagnose the situation, what is the first reason that you or I might not be meeting those financial goals?
Yeah. So one of the biggest reasons people do not reach their financial goals is because they set goals, and I'm going to put that word in quotation marks, that are very vague. And what I mean by that is when people set a financial goal, it's usually something like, I'd like to get a new car, or I'd like to take my children to Walt Disney World. Those are not bad goals, but they're completely nebulous. They don't answer any questions about the how you're going to achieve that goal. What kind of car would you like to get? How new does that car have to be? When would you like to take that trip to Disney? How do you want to get there? Do you have other activities you'd like to plan on that trip, right? Those goals are just too vague, so it's really hard to figure out how you're actually going to start to reach those goals.
So basically, when you're vague like that, you're basically setting, you know, it's a dream at that point.
Exactly.
I want a new car, or I want the big family vacation, without any concrete data or steps to take. So I guess, how do you solve it?
Yeah, so this is where we've talked about this many times on the show, making your goals SMART. And again, SMART is an acronym that can help you make those dreams into actionable goals. So let's just walk through that framework really
okay.
quick, because I think
you're not going to quiz me again, right?
I'm not going to quiz you this time, but follow along. So the S in SMART stands for specific. And this is where you have to start to think about how much money are you going to need in order to reach a goal. So think about what kind of car you want to buy and what year. Or you can think about how you want to get to Disney World and come up with a dollar amount for that trip, right? This is where a vacation budget would really come in handy to start thinking about. We've talked about that topic a couple different times on the show too. The M in SMART is measurable. How are you going to track that progress towards the goal? How much money can you set aside each month to reach your goal? The A in SMART is for attainable. Where will you get the money to reach your goals? Do you have extra money in your budget each month, some discretionary disposable income, right? Will you have to reduce expenses somewhere else in your budget? Maybe you have to cut out a couple of trips to the movies or going out to eat or cancel Netflix. I don't know what, you know, reduce expenses, right? You have to find money somewhere.
The famous $5 coffee.
Right. Yeah. I don't even think they're $5 would be a cheap coffee at this point. But will you have to bring in more income instead of reduce expenses, or both, right? Start a side hustle, sell something to bring in that cash that you need. So this is the part of that, taking that dream, that vague goal, and turning it actionable is really this attainable step. You have to start to think through the how.
So in other words,
where that money's coming from.
When you do the measurable part, after you do the specific part, because the specific part is you put a price tag on it, right?
Correct.
The car I want is going to cost me $14,000.
Correct.
And then I want that car by August.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can divide the time out with the amount. And that's where I reach the attainable part, because now I know how much per month I'm going to have to save.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So it's, they all kind of start to play together, and you'll start to see where you have to have answers to one component in order to answer the other one in some cases. So moving through the word SMART, right? We said SMA, R is next, realistic. Can you reach this goal within the time and resources you have available? So is this, and also, is this goal relevant to your life at this point? Is it also a time to stop and think about this? Because we can have big goals, right? Someday I want to go visit Hawaii. That's a big goal. I have never been there. Want to go. But
right now it's a dream.
Right now it's just a dream. At this point in my life, it's not realistic to take that trip for a variety of reasons, right? But, you know, so for you, maybe you want to take that family vacation, but you've got other goals that are more important. Like you need to buy a new car. Or, and you need to prioritize that goal first. Or maybe your kids are just too young right now and they're not going to truly enjoy the magical experience of Disney World, right? Those are things you should be thinking about in this component of the SMART acronym.
Okay.
Now, yeah. So the last letter, T in SMART, time bound. When are you going to reach this goal? Put a deadline on it. So if you're saving to buy gifts for the winter holidays, you know when those fall in the calendar every year, right? So, and yes, now is a great time to start thinking about the holidays. Start saving money for that. And maybe the date you reach that goal is then determined by the amount of money that you're able to set aside, right? So if your goal costs $1,000 and you're setting aside $160 a month, you'll reach your goal in 6 1/4 months, right?
This is where you need the math.
That's where you need the math, yeah. But the nice thing, once you've gone through and answered all of these questions, you are going to have a very clear picture of what you're saving for, how much you need, when you're going to reach your goal, and you're going to know exactly the how, where you're getting the money from to make that goal attainable for yourself. So you have now created a solid roadmap for reaching that goal. Now all you have to do is stick to it.
Okay. This is, I mean, I'll give you an example where I'm actually using this right now.
Yeah.
We have set a goal. I have set it, my wife and I, to do a family vacation. The kids have flown the coop, right? They're both married now. So pretty soon they're going to be having little ones, we hope. The famous we want grandkids thing. So we thought one last vacation where it's just us, the kids and their spouses. So we decided we're going to, you know, go to northern Wisconsin or northern Minnesota, rent a cabin on a lake for a week. And, you know, it's on us. Just, you know, a last hurrah before the little ones come along. So we are able to set a budget. We found, you know, okay, it's going to cost this much to rent a cabin for a week and then food and all the list of things that would go along with it, and we know when we want to go, And then we were able to go, okay, we have to sock this much money away a month to have that ready to go by the time we head off on this big family vacation late in the late summer. So yeah, it so far so good, right? We're right on track. Mm-hmm. I'll report back in late August.
Yes. No, that's a perfect example. That is exactly how you have to move through setting a goal that you actually want to achieve.
And it'll make it so cool if we pull this off, because then it's going to be a completely stress-free week of vacation because it's already paid for.
Exactly. It's done. Yep.
It's a plan, the SMART goals.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Good Money Moves. Jenna Tauble with First Alliance Credit Union with us. We're talking about actually achieving those financial goals we talked about as New Year's resolutions or any other time of the year. We'll be back in a moment with more on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Good Money Moves, Jenna Tauble, First Alliance Credit Union. I'm Andy Brownell, and we're talking about concrete things you can do to actually reach those financial goals rather than just have them sit there on a shelf and be a dream and actually not achieve them. You talked about the SMART goals. Mm-hmm. Or the SMART method, I better call it, a way to actually set the goal and have a plan, a roadmap for reaching it.
Yeah.
So a great way to turn your dreams into an actual plan. What's another reason that people don't meet these financial goals that they set for themselves?
Yeah, another reason that people struggle to meet financial goals is that they don't have a budget for it. They haven't gone through the SMART goals process, right, to fully vet out that budget. And we always talk a lot about the advantages of a budget. But if you don't have a budget, you don't have that spending plan, you have no idea how much money you can put towards your goals. And that means you have no way of knowing when you can actually achieve that goal or if it's even possible, right? So I'm going to go back to the example I used earlier in the show of buying a car. If you're not sure how much money you can set aside, you'll have no idea when you'll be able to afford a down payment, even if you know how much of a down payment you need, right?
Sure.
If you don't even know if you have extra money in your budget or if that $54 you put in your savings account for a new car is money that should have gone to paying your electric bill or worse, maybe your rent, right? So you don't have that clear vision of exactly what you have available for your different obligations, including saving money. So fortunately, the solution to this one's pretty simple. Take an hour and create a budget for yourself, right? Not only will you then know how much you have to put towards your goal, you'll feel accomplished, it'll feel empowering, and you can then use that momentum to really start working on accomplishing those goals, those more fun things.
Right.
Like the car or the vacation.
I can't imagine not having the household budget. It would be like flying blind every month.
Yeah.
I have some money in my account. I know I get paid in a couple of weeks. I have these bills. Let's hope for the best.
Yeah.
And yeah. We'll just, it looks okay. Let's go out to dinner. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's funny how when we have these discussions, it is always the budget that pops up.
Yeah.
And it's obviously, central. Yeah, it has a key role in everything you talk about as far as financial literacy and meeting financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe I'm a little amazed. It is probably the most important thing we talk about when we talk about meeting financial goals. So are there any other reasons out there that people might not be able to reach these goals?
Yeah, so a really big component to money, and we've talked about this before on the show in a variety of ways as well, but believe it or not, emotions are so tightly tied to your finances. And because of that, a big reason people do not actually meet their goals is because they're afraid to fail to begin with. And kind of then that would, if they fail, there's that feeling of shame that kind of comes along with that. And so a lot of times people set themselves up for failure to avoid this, and by not actually putting in those benchmarks in place, and they just let themselves down from the beginning, right? So the first step to really overcoming this is to realize that your goal isn't like a life or death situation, right? Now, it's true that one of the benefits of setting a financial goal is that you're holding yourself accountable to the plan, but remember that your goals are usually for you and you alone, and no one outside of yourself needs to know if you didn't hit one of your benchmarks. And you can also give yourself a little grace, right? Like, life happens. So sometimes you might have the best laid plans. You did the budget, you went through the SMART goals, and then guess what? You got to take your dog to the vet, or your car breaks down unexpectedly, right? And you have to be able to shift and not let that be the reason you fail, but reassess your situation and rework your plan.
And still not a failure either, because
no,
if you have those resources set aside for meeting that financial goal and your situation changes, you have some resources to meet that challenge.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think another component to all of this too is, you know, if you're making financial goals like with a partner, right, you might feel a little hesitation about telling them some things, especially if you've never really sat down and talked finances with your partner before. But in a healthy relationship, you really should be able to trust that your partner isn't going to like fly off the handle when you tell them you've like missed a goal benchmark or something, right? I mean, it's something you guys should be working on together. But it's just important that, you know, take a look at the goal that you've set for yourself and figure out why you're so worried about reaching it, right? I think that can be a really important step in overcoming some of the fear of failure, right? Are you worried you won't be able to set aside the amount that you planned? Are you worried you won't be able to reach your goal at the time you were hoping for, right? And if that's the case, that just means you need, again, adjust those expectations and parameters a little bit. And I think once you understand why you feel so scared of failing when it comes to your financial goals, it can actually make them a lot easier to reach. And at the end of the day, it's your goal, right? If alter it to fit your comfort level, take longer to reach it if you need to, change how much money you're setting aside. You just need to do what you need to do to get comfortable with your goal and your financial situation overall. So, and again, going back to the, don't be afraid to pivot. You know, life happens, and sometimes you're going to, just like budgeting, it can be a process to set goals. So the world's not going to end if you don't buy a car in July and you have to wait till September. I mean, it may not feel good, but provided you still have a way to get to work in that time frame, it's going to be okay, right?
And this goes back to the SMART method too, because it does. Realistic phase is really important, because I know it's really easy to set that goal, some really, really lofty goal. And it's probably was beyond your reach all along. But you set it anyway as a challenge to yourself.
Yeah.
And then you get midstream into this and realize, but you're right. Then it's time to reassess.
Yeah.
And just like the budget, my goodness, I don't think I've had a budget stick for more than 3 or 4 months. I have to make adjustments.
Oh yeah. It's something that gets adjusted every month, you know, and then, and that's a great point, because it could be that you have every intention to put away $100 a month towards your goal, but then unexpected expenses come up, and 1 month you might be able to only put away 50, but then the next month you didn't have to pay as much for gas because you worked from home more, and now you have an extra 50 to put. So, you know, eventually it all kind of balances out as long as you're paying attention to it.
So don't freak out.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. We're talking about reaching your financial goals. some of the reasons you don't do it, and some ways you can overcome those challenges and reach those goals on Good Money Moves. We'll be back in a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It is Good Money Moves. Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. I'm Andy Brownell. We have been talking about financial goals, reasons people give up on their financial goals, and things you can do to remedy that, to actually get yourself back on track. And these goals we're talking about, they can be important. But as you pointed out during our previous segment, it's important that you are comfortable with your goals.
Yeah.
So what's the, is there a final reason or another reason people are not able to reach their financial goals?
Yeah. So we kind of dug into it a little bit right before the break, but a big piece of the puzzle when it comes to reaching goals is they haven't appropriately planned ahead for emergency situations, right? So nothing derails your financial goals and your financial plans like an emergency, right? For instance, if you have $2,000 in your savings account that you were saving for this summer vacation, you get in that car accident, that money's probably going towards paying, meeting, you know, deductibles on your insurance to fix the car or medical bills or buying a new car, right? Or you name it. So even a small emergency can end up costing you a lot of money these days, right? I mean, you think what it would cost just to buy, you know, let's say you had a dishwasher that died or a stove, you had to buy a new one. I mean, that's $1,000 easy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw a car that slid into one of the median barriers they put up now.
Yeah.
And just a little contact with that barrier, with the way the cars are built nowadays, just ripped the whole front clip off the car.
Oh, yeah.
And with all the sensors and technology that's put in there, that could be $10,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's everything's just more expensive now, right, is what I'm going to just say. Yeah. So every emergency now costs more to resolve. But this is why if you have never set a financial goal before, your very first financial goal should be to build a sizable emergency fund, because this is your best protection against emergencies and is what's going to set you up for success in meeting any future goals that you have. So when you create an emergency fund and regularly contribute to it, you're giving yourself a barrier against those unexpected costs, and you won't have to use money that you were saving up for other purposes. And fortunately, creating an emergency fund is not hard. We've talked about this at length in other shows, but all you have to do is put aside a small percentage of your paycheck every month towards it, right? And if you're just getting started, do $25, do 5% of your paycheck, you know, whatever you can afford, and just start doing it. And you'll be surprised how quickly it does add up. And once you get that momentum going, you'll feel like, oh, I can put more in there. I can put more in there. Right. I can put more in there. Until you get to a spot where you're actively, yeah, do not touch it unless it is a true emergency situation.
Right.
You know, and we've talked about two different ways that you can take the fear of missing out, that FOMO feeling, out of you physically moving that money from your checking to your savings yourself, and use, you know, direct deposit to automatically split it up. Or, you know, once you get the paycheck and have your account set up, so it automatically moves money out for you. So it's kind of like a set it and forget it way. So you don't have to be involved in making that decision every time you get paid. And then once you've got that really robust emergency fund, or maybe you already have one, might want to consider putting it into an account that has a little bit higher interest rate to give it even more oomph and grow a little bit faster. So things like a money market account are good for emergency funds because they're so easy to access the funds when you need it. And if you're feeling, you know, ambitious, like you've got a really good emergency fund and you can afford to lock some of that up for a period of time, you know, those certificates of deposit much higher interest rates than even money market accounts in most cases. So it'd be another great option to just give your savings an extra boost.
Create a CD ladder. You have to go back to a previous episode to learn about that.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. As usual, there's a lot more we could talk about reaching the financial goals that you set for yourself or getting things back on track if you feel like you can't do it. So where can I go, Jenna, to find out some more information?
Yeah, as always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice every week. Past episodes of this show are on firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on carocnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple, Google, and Spotify. If you love our show, please leave us a review on your favorite platform. If you have a financial topic that you would like covered or questions you'd like answered on Good Money Moves, please send me an email at marketing@firstalliancecu.com. And of course, I strongly encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. They are here to help you start making good money moves today.
That's First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. Jenna, thank you. And we'll chat again next week with more Good Money Moves right here at Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.